79 years. That's been a little stretch. Yes, older than me. By a little ways. But I tell you what, though, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, it is an honor for me to be standing here in this pulpit of all this great history in the past, and then carry on the torch, so to speak, and stuff. Is this humbling? Can I look at the wall back there? And I know her, don't be in no hurry to put my picture back there. Because I hope I got a few more years left. But I look at that wall back there and hear all the stories and stuff over the years that I've been here. I joined this church in 2014 or 15. Anyway, in that neighborhood. And all the years of hearing the stories, running into people about the old camp meetings, tent meetings, and just the history of this church. And I'm a history buff. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. I like history of all sorts. So it's really interesting to me. And it's an honor and stuff to that God and stuff, for all the stuff he had to go through to put me here, to get me right to get here. It's an honor. And it's an honor. So we're going to remember our past and rejoicing in our future. Now look, I know what you're saying already, those of you that come here on a regular basis. And, you know, well, I thought you said we shouldn't worry about our past or dwell on our past. Don't dwell on your past. Don't beat yourself on it. But we need to remember our past. And so if your walk with God between back when to right now, there should be a significant progression, a change.
Amen.
And closeness to God.
Amen.
That's right. And hey, we all, look here, let me tell you, we all right now, because I'm looking at y'all, I think most of y'all are alive. I kind of question some of y'all, but we all got a past and we all have a future at this moment. I don't know how long that future is going to be.
Amen.
And so that's in God's hands. And so, but we can remember our past, and I'm going to attempt today, what God laid on my heart, we're going to lay this in, tie it all in together and stuff. So just bear with me a little bit and we'll get through it. And hey, after the fact, bottom line is we can go over there and eat good. And when you get over there, also look at this too. They got some pictures. The ladies did a real good job. They got some old pictures. Y'all can go look and see and reminisce. And well, some of y'all probably into pictures. I don't know. So anyway, y'all look at it. Turn to Lamentations.
Wow.
That's what I said too when God gave this to me. I was like, wow. I said, I got to remember where it's at. It's in the Old Testament.
That's it.
Chapter 3, 21 through 23 is what we're going to read. Now, when I read this, when y'all read this, y'all going to wonder, what in the world has this got to do with rejoicing? But hey, look. And so God did, it will come together. It will come together. I'll give you a few minutes to get to it. And we're going to reference some other scripture as we go along. But we're going to be in Lamentations. All right. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You don't realize or not, we'll break it down here in a minute. We touched a little bit of the past and we touched a little bit of the future in this scripture right here. Mm-hmm. The hope we have because of the Lord's great love. We're not consumed. Hey, look here. Everybody should shout hallelujah because you are here this morning.
Amen.
He gave you that new day. He provided a new day for you. Mm-hmm. And you're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. And so you wouldn't, how you might have been drugged here by somebody, or you might have been hungry, want to come eat, whatever. But I'm telling you, if you let the Lord work in you, the Holy Spirit, you'll get something out of this. Not because of me, because of God and because of the Holy Spirit. So that being said, We got two truths we're going to look at today. The truth, we know the past, we know we all got a past, and the future. We're going to look at that and how they coincide together, how they're going to work together. I did a deal, let me just share a little testimony. I was a youth minister at another church. It's been a long time. I come across this deal, and I took the children, the kids, the youth, out into the cemetery by the church. And I think you need to do the same thing and kind of reflect. Go out there, find a family member or a friend or whatever. So, you know, there's a birth date and there's a death date, right? The day they passed away. And you got that dash right in the middle between the two. The only one that really probably cares about your birth date is your mom and daddy. Mom. Okay? And your death date, you know, 100 years from now, 50 years from now, you'll probably be forgotten by a lot of people. Okay? What's really important for you and I is that what we did in between, that dash. Good. What we did from the day we was born to the day we die, or God called us home. What did you do in that dash? Did you honor God? First, hopefully, I know I'm preaching to the choir on a lot of y'all, because I know y'all, that somewhere in that dash you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
That's the first step. Oh, yeah. Then what you do the rest of it, okay? Because I'm a firm believer in just studying and reading Scripture. Not only are we going to answer for what we did, we're going to answer for what we didn't do.
Amen.
Okay? And so that opportunity that we passed up to witness to somebody. So we need to look at all that, and we're going to tie it in together. I'm not going to quit rambling here in a minute. A lot of people feel like they're trapped in the past, and a lot of people are anxious about the future. And I know, and probably a lot of y'all in here at different times, maybe not all the time. I know because what I do now, I talk to a lot of people. A lot of people are trapped from the past. Ashamed of their past, that they let them hold it back, the person. But we can talk about how you can get rid of that, how you can turn it over to God. Because, you know, not only did he offer us by his grace, his salvation, but he can fix us too. When Jesus died on that cross, he can clean us up.
Amen.
And make you not dwell on that past, but remember that past. Because your past, believe it or not, it makes you what you are right now. Hey, you're here right now. And so whatever your past has been through the years, it got you right here. And you're sitting in a good spot. Because you're here. And it gave you another day.
Amen.
And the anxious, you know, we did a sermon one time on worry and anxious, being anxious, whatever. 90% of stuff we worry about, we have no control over.
Amen.
None. But yet, we worry about, more than half of y'all in here probably right now worry about going to work tomorrow. I mean, that's right. Or what? You probably got your week lined out. I got all this schedule. And it's okay to plan. He didn't say you couldn't plan. But don't be anxious about it. Give it to the Lord. Give it to God. We'll cover the past first, and then we'll talk about our future. So Isaiah 46:9 tells us, remember the former things, those long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Remember those things, what he's saying. But remember who's in charge, who's in control. He said, I am God. I'm in control of those. Hey, you know, God is in control of your what happened in the past, your current situation, and your future.
Come on.
He got complete control of it. He's everywhere at one time. He knows the problems you're going to have before you even have them. But he's there for you. That's what he's waiting on. How are you going to respond to that? When we talked about the men's breakfast yesterday, we talked about, you know, not leaning on our own understanding in Proverbs chapter 3. Lean not on your own understanding. You know, it was a men's breakfast, so I put the emphasis on the men, but it applies to everybody. and stuff. All the decisions you make and all the decisions you do, do you lean on God's understanding, not your own? Do you trust in God? You trust that He is in it. That's faith where you know He is in control. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. And like Lamentations said, you know, I have hope. That's what he says, I have hope. We have hope through God. So what is hope? I hope I get some chicken here in a little bit. We ain't talking about that kind of hope. We're not talking about that kind of hope. Hope is not wishful thinking or crossing your fingers. You know, you see people do that. Oh, I hope this happens. Instead, it's a confidence, certain expectation, and active waiting for God to fulfill His promise. That's what hope is. Grounded in God's unchanging character, it is viewed as unbreakable anchor for the soul. That is the hope we're talking about. God provides that for you by giving His Son to us on that cross. We got that. So the question is, where's your confidence in that? And I'm not pointing to any individual. I'm just saying in general, when things go bad or things are good, you got that confidence that God's going to take care of you? We need to. God often calls His people to remember. God repeatedly told Israel to remember what He had done for them. Now, I'm gonna bring out some stuff that He told the Israelites, but how we're gonna apply it to ourselves today. Remember the deliverance from Egypt. He told them to remember that. I got you out of Egypt. When did He deliver you? When did He pull you out of Egypt? Whatever that is, whatever that situation you was in, when did He come and deliver you? You need to remember that. Or if He hasn't, you need to make that memory by doing it. When did He pull you away and deliver you? Remember His provision in the wilderness. Just think about when He rescued you to whatever, I call it stuff, if you've been here long enough, I call it junk you was in. When He delivered that, what provision did He provide for you? Because I know He did, because I'm looking at you. He provided stuff for you. Because memory, this is why we remember the past. Memory strengthens our faith. I hear testimonies a lot from different people. You know, at one point I was right here in my life, and now I'm right here where God delivered me. That's called a testimony. Amen. And we all got one, okay? That past reminds you of where you're at today, right now. We need to remember that He did deliver us. When we remember where God has brought us from, we can gain confidence in where He is taking us. Okay? And we're going to transition into the future here in a minute. You know, this all ties in together. You know, we got I call it the foundation, you know, foundation of building something. You know, first you got to set up Christ. Then you got to build that confidence, build that relationship, and remember where He did deliver you and what He's provided for you and what He's going to provide for you. We need to remember all that. Look in the mirror one day after you eat. You might not want to. You might want to wait till you rest a little bit. Go, you know, and I was telling the men yesterday and stuff, we all need to look in the mirror sometimes and do a little reflection of ourselves and analyze where we're at the moment. Do we need to clean something up? Do we need to get rid of something? Remember the prayers God answered for you. Amen. Every one of y'all here can tell me a testimony of an answered prayer.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
Remember the doors He opened for you. Remember the times He protected you. Some of y'all probably got some testimonies that you shouldn't be here today.
Come on.
But God intervened and got you here.
Amen.
Remember the healing He provided. Some of y'all probably been healed or seen people healed.
Amen.
Remember the strength He gave when you thought you could not go on. You ever been there? You ever been rock bottom? Just mentally, physically, spiritually wore out? He was there. Remember when you didn't know how you was going to make it? How was you going to put food on the table? How was you going to fix your old broke down truck? I'm just throwing stuff out. We all got something. You didn't feel strong enough. You ever been there? Mentally, physically, spiritually weak. And yet God brought you through it.
Amen.
He brought you through all that.
That's right.
Every situation is different. Everybody been through different things. Some of the same things, but different ways. But the one constant there is God got us through it.
Amen.
The same God who carried you yesterday is carrying you today.
Oh, yeah.
The same one. Mm-hmm. Now let me touch on this a second. Talking about remembering your past and stuff. Do not get hung up on I'm not good enough in God's eyes. Guess what? You're not. Without His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can't be good enough.
Right.
I don't care what you did in the past. And I say it jokingly, not in a kind of joking way. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, who you've done it to, what side of the tracks you live on. I don't care. Because God provides that for everybody.
Amen.
Everybody. And just think you bad. Look at this stuff. The Bible remembers honest. I can't even talk. The Bible is remarkably honest about human failure. Abraham made mistakes. Y'all remember that? You read your Bible. Moses made mistakes. David made mistakes. And remember what he said about David? Man after my own heart. And he made a bunch of mistakes. Peter made mistakes. But yet God never gave up on them. God's never going to give up on you. Whatever you've done, you erase that, get rid of it. Reflect on it some to get you where you're at and focus on the future when we can get into in a minute with God and what He has in store for you. Because everybody in here is called to do something. Y'all hear me say that all the time. You're probably sick of me saying that. You're not just here to sit on those pews. You're not. It's part of it. But there's more to it. A lot more to it. The purpose of remembering our failures is not to relieve shame, but to gain wisdom. Now look. I ran across people like this. They're a little, some are hard learners. Takes them a little while. But you learn from your mistakes. And don't do that again. I tell you all the time. If you do the same thing over and over and you expect a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Maybe you need to change something. Maybe you need to get rid of something in your life. Maybe you not need to hang out with that crowd.
Amen.
You might lose some friends. But would you rather have a group of friends that's going to keep you out of heaven? And yes, the alternative is hell. There is a hell.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
I want to be clear about that. Our past mistakes become valuable when they teach us. They teach us. Humility. Here's a good one. Dependence on God. When you realize how much you really need God, you're on a good road. Compassion for others. That can be tough. I know. Wisdom for future decisions. As long as you're breathing, you still got decisions to make. But are you going to check with God and let Him guide you and direct you on how to make those decisions? The danger of living in regret. Don't have regret. Remember, we're not going to have regret. You got to get rid of that junk. God bless you. Some believers are imprisoned by yesterday. I've seen it time and time again. I've been a part of that a little bit before. I'm not good enough. He'll never forgive me for this. Or let me tell you a good testimony from myself, just real quick. And so you ought to try get up and preaching in your hometown. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It ain't easy. I promise you, it ain't easy. Because I got a pass. I squeezed a toothpaste one time from the middle. And I ripped the tag off the couch when it said, don't do it. You know, I'm joking, because those you know me saying, yeah, well, yeah. So, anyway, what I'm saying is, do not let your pass hinder you from doing God what He has you want you to do. Because when you hold that regret and you won't let it go, you'll continually replay the failures and the sins and disappointments in your life. And it will bog you down. God never intended for us to live under the weight of sin. He took care of sin. The enemy, you know, there's a real enemy too, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, and his angels. He likes to stick his head in there and say, look what you did. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? He's going to try that, and he will. All y'all probably got a testimony to that. But God says, look what my grace did for you. That's what God's saying. That overrides whatever Satan can throw at you. It's that grace. When God forgives, He restores. It's just not a string of words. Your sins are forgiven. He completely restores you. And that's what we need to do. That's what we're looking for. We must remember, without living in the past, this doesn't mean we erase the past. It means we don't let it define our future.
Amen.
Take control of your life right today and give it to God and let Him guide you the rest of the way. Don't let the past define who you are. We focus so much on what remains undone that we forget how much progress God has already produced for us. I challenge you, get you a piece of paper or on your phone or something and jot down all the blessings God has done for you that you just randomly off the top of your head. And focus on that, because there will be more you can probably count. And I go back to the analogy, but when the Israelites were standing at the edge of the promised land, the journey was long. They had a long journey. They had battles. They had setbacks. They had moments of doubt. Yet God had brought them further than they have ever imagined.
Amen.
That applies to you and I today.
Oh, yeah.
Your journey, your walk with Christ, you're going to have some setbacks. You're going to have some battles. You're going to have some moments of doubt. You're going to have all that. Same thing. They're no different than what we are today.
Amen.
They're still human. Okay? But stay focused on Christ. and your walk with Him. God will get you along. Maybe you ain't where you want to be, but are you where you used to be?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. That's a good one.
Look at that. Don't worry about what I want to be. Worry about what you are and where you're at this moment. Is your faith stronger? Is your family healthier? Is your character growing? Do you understand God's word deeper? That's evidence of God's work.
Amen.
Not saying you won't never be sick again. Don't take it that way. Instead of focusing only on what is missing, we begin praising God for what He has already accomplished. Let me do a quick transition, because I know y'all getting hungry. I hear y'all stomachs growling. Or maybe that's mine. Psalms 126, verse 3 tells us, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Remember, the past is only half the message. The other half is the future. We must also rejoice in the future. Christian's faith is fundamentally a faith of hope. Remember that hope I was telling you about, that confidence, that deep confidence in that hope, not a wishful thinking type hope. We serve a God who specializes in new beginnings.
Amen.
New beginnings. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Notice that. I know the plans that I have for you. Not that maybe I got some plans for you, or maybe. Ain't no maybe to this. I know what I have planned for you. God sees tomorrow clearly. What surprises us never surprises Him. What worries us never worries Him. What confuses us already is understood by Him. I'm telling you, you answer God's call and you follow Him, you do what He says, you're going to have some moments of confusion and not understanding completely. He's going to see how you react. Then our confidence in the future. Now, I'm probably going to make some people mad. Our confidence does not, let me repeat that, does not rest in the economy. Politics.
That's right.
Human institutions.
Amen.
Colleges, whatever. Or personal abilities.
Preaching.
It does not. God's in control of everything. Complete everything. We need to rely. I don't care who's in the office of president.
Right.
When it comes to looking at God, what He... Now, He gives... Look. Now, you need to consult with God. When we talked about that earlier, about everything you do, all the decisions you make, that includes voting.
Amen.
Okay?
Right.
You need to see what lines up, what He wants you to do.
Amen.
Okay?
Right.
And do what He says. I don't care what's popular or what everybody else is doing.
Amen.
I ain't worried about everybody else. A lot of everybody else is going to hell.
Come on.
But we need to be separate. We need to stand firm and strong and confident in God's word.
Amen.
That's what we need to do.
Right.
That's what we need. So don't rely on that other stuff. Our confidence rests in God. Because His sovereignty, we can rejoice before we see the outcome. And I say this, and it sounds, I know I heard people say, well, that it's easy to say. I'm just saying it because God said it.
Amen.
It don't matter what happens to you here on this earth. It does not matter. Even up to death. We can go right on over into eternity. Faith celebrates before the victory even arrives. We need to hang our hat on that. God has never finished with His people. He's continually there to work with you. I like this. If you're alive, God is still working. Don't retire. You retire from a job or something. I'm talking about God's work. You're not retired. Then He might change what you do.
Amen.
You might not get around as much as easier as you used to get around.
Amen.
Maybe you can't reach the light bulbs no more. But you can reach the bottle that's laying on the floor. If you're breathing, God still has a purpose for you. If you have challenges, God still has opportunities for growth. You ever realize that? That the things you go through, you and I go through, if you look back, y'all can all probably testify to that too. It made you a stronger person.
Amen.
Or got you closer to God. Some people think their best days are behind them. I was going to say something, but I better shut up on this one. You might think, hey, I'm tapped out. God is done with me. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you what He done. Moses began leading Israel at 80 years old, leading the nation at 80 years old. Caleb claimed his mountain in old age. Sarah received God's promise after years of waiting. Your future is not limited by your past. God can do more in one season than you thought possible in a lifetime. This is what I'm going to wrap up with. Let me look at something. Okay. Build your future with God. Keep it going. Keep working on it. Because one day, let me tell you the ultimate future that's in store for us. One day, every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow will end. Every struggle will cease. Every injustice will be corrected. And every promise of God will be fulfilled. The Christian story doesn't end in defeat. It ends in victory. No matter what happens in this world, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
So, don't forget where God has brought you from. Remember your past. And look at where you're at today. And know what's coming in the future.
Come on.
Remember His faithfulness. Remember His mercy. Remember His grace. Remember His provision. Don't stop there. Rejoice in His promise. Rejoice in His purpose. His presence. And rejoice in the hope that's found in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your past is a testimony of God's faithfulness.
That's right.
That's where you need to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Your future is a testimony waiting to be written.
Mm-hmm.
So today, as we celebrate our, this special day, 79th anniversary, our homecoming, remember your past with gratitude and rejoice in your future with hope. So if you are a Christian and you walk with God, just reflect on things periodically. Just check what I need to clean up a little bit. Y'all come on. If you're not a Christian, there's no better day than right now. Today's the day of salvation. Don't get no better than today. Because that future, we don't know how. Remember that dash I was telling you about at the beginning and in between the birth date and the death date? You don't know how long that time is in that dash. But today, that's why I say all the time, today's the day of salvation. So y'all stand. The musician is going to play us here in a minute. If you need to come up here and pray at these altars, you need to come talk to me. You need to do it right where you're standing at. Don't leave this house today without receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you can start building. Get rid of that junk in the past and reflect on it and let it make you a better Christian as you walk. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and this opportunity to be here, Lord. Just open our minds and hearts. Just be with us as we make decisions, Lord, and that we will depend on you and that we have the confidence that you will guide us through every situation, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.